You know, I was kicking myself yesterday, Jensen, because I didn't play the Pirates in the first five against the Rockies, and they got a 3-0 lead going to the top of the fifth. What could possibly go wrong? And then, boom, here come the Rocks and the bats explode, and I believe I dodged a bullet there. What about these Rockies and Pirates? Because I know we're infatuated with the Pirates, and we should be, but the Rockies, and you pointed this out before the year, Jensen, they've been pretty spunky here.
Oh, well, they have felt like even last year as part of the handicap for our VSiN MLB betting guide that once you had Warren Schaefer take over, you had some drastic changes. The offseason where they brought in some executives from the rival LA Dodgers organization, there's been a distinct change in approach, not only offensively, but pitching-wise. We always know it's an uphill battle when you're playing your home games there at Coors Field. That said, Dave, when you look at the Rockies right now, their offense, they are the sixth best as far as team batting average. They're 14th in runs. They're top 10 in OPS. So there has been resistance there offensively. They're 17-26 right now. If you followed me and you played the over win total at 52.5, we are way ahead of schedule right now on that front. Now, we still got to get it through there. There's still some pitching issues to address. But let's take today's matchup, for instance. Chase Dolander, who has been just a revelation for them. Really high draft pick they had a handful of years ago. Love his stuff. Love his ability. If you are on DraftKings, Dave, they do have a promotion today for the up early two-run payout. So, again, if you make a money line wager on a day game today for MLB on DraftKings, they will pay you out as a win should your team bet on the money line go up by two or more runs at any point. So just something to file away. If you're looking to change, you know, if you're not looking to bet favorites, if you're looking to take an underdog, might be advantageous to lock in that token on your underdog play. Now, I don't like the Rockies per se today. I do like the under in that game, under eight, if you can find it. And right now I'm seeing it at DraftKings minus $1.18. Pirates going with an opener today, Dave. Mason Montgomery will get the start for them. That's a 12:35 Eastern first pitch. So that one, an interesting one. You mentioned the Mets. Great pitching matchup here today. And it is the ace, Nolan McLean, for New York, but also Cater Montero, who maybe in the mainstream doesn't get enough attention for the contributions that he's made already stepping in for the injuries to Casey Mize and Justin Verlander in that Tiger rotation. But I think this could be a good little pitching matchup here this afternoon. Let's check lineups as we get a little bit closer. You know, we mentioned the Juan Soto x-rays coming back negative after fouling the ball off his foot. Maybe Carlos Mendoza holds him out today. That would obviously more embolden an under. I like the under 7.5, Dave. I'm not going to play it until I see what lineups are official. But those are early leans for me right now on those first two games.
You know, I'm looking at that Nats and Red series. We talked a little bit about it with Greg, and I do have to kind of rethink my position on the Nationals here. Jensen, is this sustainable around 500 this late now into middle of May?
I could definitely see where that could be a potential. But again, still some areas of improvement for sure. And I think also, speaking of improvement, another game that could be fascinating here. I played the Mariners minus one yesterday. They end up losing 4-3. I think you come right back to where they are. And I told you last week that I felt that their offense was really at a point where they could start turning the corner. Josh Naylor has done that. God, it's felt like forever to get him going, but he's finally going. Randy Arozarena has had an absolutely torrid week here, and so has Luke Rayleigh. The matchup feels really good today. It'll be Luis Castillo against Mike Burrows, and that's their final game there in Houston. I think you can get aggressive, and you can play the Mariners on the run line, and I think you can take an over in that run total, too, at 9. So those would be my leans there. The only official play I have in pocket right now, Dave, is the St. Louis Cardinals on an alternate run line. I played them minus one at the Athletics, plus $1.27. The Cardinals are 26-16 on the run line this year, Dave. They're 14-8 covering that as a road team. And the Athletics have lost both home starts for Jacob Lopez so far this year by at least two runs. One of them was a blowout scenario, and another one was a 9-6 defeat. So that kind of lines up. Michael McGreevy on the hill here for the Cardinals, been one of the best starters for St. Louis all year. So only official play for me thus far, Cardinals minus one at plus $1.27 on the road in their series finale against the Athletics this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm worried about the Nats and whether or not they're sustainable. How about the Cardinals? That's an amazing story so far early in this year, what they've been able to do. We'll see if it's sustainable there in the Central, because I keep waiting for them to kind of fall back, and they're not doing it so far. The Royals keep falling back. Man, frustrating first two games in the south side of Chicago. They keep fighting back, and then they lose by one yesterday. Bobby Witt Jr., two-run homer, but it's not enough. Scoring some runs there, but Jensen, you think they might be at a premium today on the south side?
Yeah, good pitching matchup here. Chris Bubich, who has been arguably the best starter there for the Kansas City Royals, up against Anthony Kay, also another guy. Told you last week that this White Sox rotation has really exceeded expectations thus far. And Dave, remember, that's on the backdrop of their ace from last year, Shane Smith, who is in AAA. Okay? I mean, that tells you kind of the evolution of where Will Venable's starting rotation has been on the south side. Davis Martin, probably that dark horse Cy Young candidate for the White Sox. They'd have to stay not only into contention, but I think they'd have to contend for the American League Central title for that narrative to get home. But Anthony Kay has probably been, at least the last couple of turns in the rotation, their second best starter. He gets the ball today. I do think we get runs at a premium. And just checking some of the weather conditions that we will see there in Chicago. Remember, that is a night game later on tonight. And we've got winds, Dave, blowing in from left center and center field. It's going to be a little bit of a cooler night, too. 57 degrees. That is going to be ripe, I think, for an underplay here. I'm seeing eights, but if you can play an alternate run total under 8.5, right now that's at minus $1.24 on DraftKings. I still think that's a very advantageous price to be able to get here, but I would play the under 8.5 here. I'll wait for lineups to make it official, but that would be my lean in that series finale between the two division rivals.
Dodgers last night, we keep talking about Shohei Ohtani and when it comes to MVP, but Cy Young, we're going to have to keep talking about that. Every passing start, he just looks better and better. Lowest ERA right now, Major League Baseball. The day after Shohei, do we go back to the Dodgers here against the Gigantes?
Yeah, I think so. You got Emmett Sheehan against Landon Roop, who's actually been really good in his tenure there for the Giants so far in 2026. Quick note on Shohei. In his, what is it, four or five career starts now against the Giants, one earned run allowed, one. And obviously didn't give up any in a sparkling start last night. Dave, updated Cy Young odds now in the National League. We may be borderline territory here of like, can you believe what you're seeing? Shohei Ohtani now the second betting choice, tied with Christopher Sanchez at 5-1. You could have gotten him, what, upwards of 35-1 at one point. Second only to Paul Skeens, who's plus $1.65. What a race we've got now in that National League Cy Young market.
We talked about it in this before the year, and I said you might want to take a nibble at 30-1 in Cy Young markets. Those are long gone, those prices now. But look, he's pitched even better than I could have foreseen. And I thought it was more of a narrative-driven award here, Jensen. It might be by merit. The way Shohei Ohtani is pitching right now, he just looks lights out every time he takes to the bump. We're going to have Mike Palm join us here in the very next segment, but I do want to point out that we have a new leader at the first round of the PGA Championship, the American Michael Brennan, right now off the rabbit, is 2-under through two right now. So he is your new leader, and about 10 guys here at 1-under par, but very tough scoring so far on day one of the PGA Championship. Let's catch up with the maestro. He's coming up next right here on Beeson by the Books.